How many know there's no God left? Jehovah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Make some noise in this house. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has kept us another week. Hallelujah. And brought us into another day. The 161st day of 2018. And we're still here. That deserves a hallelujah. I want you to know you're not here because of how you live. You're not here because of what you've done or should have done and didn't do. But we're here out of the grace and mercy of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we are grateful to him. Because without him, we wouldn't be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No one like him. Hallelujah. And we glorify and magnify his name. We give glory and honor and praise to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has brought us together one more time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Since we last assembled, many has gone on. But we're still here. Hallelujah. His grace and his mercy has allowed us to be here. If it wasn't for grace, wasn't for mercy, we'd be long gone. Glory be to God. So we owe it all to him. Hallelujah. We reverence our God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And our presider, Minister Sheila Swenson. And to the other Darrell Spencer to share the rostrum with us. To all other preachers in the house. And everyone holding office in the house of God. And to everybody else, which our lay people, we praise God for you as well. Because everybody's important and everybody's special. Everybody's precious in the sight of God. Hallelujah. And don't you forget that everybody is precious. Everyone is special. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, you won't find me nowhere else. I am an original. Hallelujah. That make you special. You are an original, authentic. And the work of God. Hallelujah. Nobody else, not even identical twin. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It'll be exactly like you are. Hallelujah. So that makes you special. And you're royalty. Hallelujah. We are the children of the Most High God. King of kings. And Lord of Lords. That makes us royalty. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And guess what? You're born in a royal family. Sometimes they added on like the young lady a couple of weeks ago. But this family, you got to be born in it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we are blood related. By the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And let me say this too. Don't forget, this is that time of year that we acknowledge that we like to hold office in the church for the coming year. Those forms on my the wall at my door that you need to fill out and place back in the big envelope that's back there so that we can have the information next month when it's election time. Okay. All right, so let us keep that in mind and inform others who hold an office that is not here today about that. Okay, what time is it?
Good news time.
Good news time. God's word is good news, and it's good news in this bad news world. So we come to bring you some good news. Hallelujah. Good news. And you'll find our text today in the book of Romans 12, verse 2 and 21. Verse 2 and 21. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand near you, the spiritual man, mental man, physical man. We're giving all to your care that you may use us for your glory and honor. Send a word of enlightenment and enrichment and power, a word of victory and deliverance, a word of praise, a word of hope and joy and power, a word of victory. In the name of Jesus we pray. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, amen. Romans 12, verse 2, are we there? And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Verse 21. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Tell your neighbor, be good.
Be good.
All right. I know. Scripture tells us that there's no good thing in the flesh. But that's not talking about what we're talking about today. They're talking about the flesh itself, because the flesh is sin. So it can't be good if it's sin. But the inner man that's within you is good. And it got, the inner man has goodness in him. Okay? Because God placed it in him. Goodness. One of the attributes of the spirit is goodness. Everyone that's saved at the Holy Ghost has goodness in them. And so we can't hide behind the fact of how you've been being before you got saved. We can't hide behind that fact, because the word said when Christ came in, the former things passed away. Tell you that means it died. Okay, and behold, all things, say all things, became new.
Now, if you're saying that you hadn't changed then you must not got saved yet. And you need to do your works over. But the reason that you are doing that is because it may not be because you're not saved, but you haven't conformed with verse 2. Be ye transformed. Transform means to change from the way you are to something different. The transformers that they show in the movies and things, that when they transform, they don't look nothing like the thing that they were. Although they're still made out of all of the same ingredients. They had different powers and different abilities once that change had taken place. And so it is with each of us. When Christ came in, there's a transformation took place in us. And the only way we get the full value of that transformation is to be acknowledged that it has taken place and change your mindset. That be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, he's telling you got to get a new mind. Okay. Get a mind that's not like the one you used to have. With the old mind, we couldn't do certain things. With the old self. Jesus said, with man, some things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And so, before you got saved, you didn't have Him. You were apart from Him. You were alienated from Him. You were His adversary, not His friend. Before you got saved, you didn't have Him in your life, all right? But after you got saved, He came in. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man should hear my voice and open up the door, I come in. Tell you now, that means He doesn't force His way. He's not a thief or a robber. He doesn't break in your house. But He knocks and wait for you to come and open the door. In other words, He waiting for you to come to your senses. Okay. Have you ever heard something and didn't hear it? Okay. And it says, I thought I heard something. And you go look and don't see. All right. Well, that can happen to you. The Lord calling you. And you hear Him, but you don't see Him, and so you pay it no mind. You like Samuel, who heard the Lord, and he went to his master and said, you call? And he said, no, I haven't called you. Go back to sleep. And came back again and heard the voice again, and he said, you call? No, go on back to sleep. But I think before he said him that time, he said, but this time when you hear that voice, said, yeah, Lord, I hear you. We got to get in tune with the Master. He already said that you, my sheep, and my sheep hear my voice. All right? And they will follow. That means that you would do. That means that you just physically get up and follow him. But you will do what he has instructed you to do in his word. Tell your neighbor, you've got your Bible in your hand. Tell your neighbor, this ain't no storybook. These are instructions from God. Okay. And it's trying to get us from earth to glory. And in order to get from earth to glory, you got to go by the only way you can get there. You don't have multiple flights. See, United and Southwest and or some of the other ones, U.S. Air and who? American and Delta. Yeah, they don't have all them. You just got one way. Amen. One company. Amen. One line. That's right. Yeah. Okay. And you get one ticket. Mm-hmm. And can't nobody write on it but you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. All right. So you need to follow the word so that you can make it in. Glory to God. Ah, says that to be good. Said that God has already placed it in you, right?
Amen.
Glory to God. Paul tells us in Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, 1 Thessalonians, to comfort yourselves together. Okay? And you two, while you are together, don't be fussing and fighting. While you are together, you know, you need to treat somebody with some love. While you are together, don't waste your time in disagreement. Time is valuable. And you don't have as long as you did yesterday. In fact, you don't have as long as you did the past minute. Every second get you closer to going home day. And we hear somebody out there be glad when tomorrow get here. Yeah, you may not be here tomorrow. You better let the day be today. As long as it can be today. Doesn't matter what else is going wrong in the day. He said, comfort yourself together and do it by edifying one another. You got to be good to do that. Okay? Because Seth is going to, even though he died, we called him back. We did like Jesus did for Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth. And he got on up. Y'all said, Seth, get back up. Because you ain't kicked me. I got to get my revenge. And Seth will take over. But goodness is right there saying, choose me. See, goodness is not going to force his way in because he's the Lord. He wants you to choose goodness. I'm set before you life, and I'm set before you death. Right. Choose life. Amen. But we choose death most of the time. He said, edify one another, even as also ye do. But it goes on to say that, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them that labor, which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you. What you to do is to esteem them highly, very highly, in love and for giving their work's sake, and for loving their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. We representing Christ. And he's always peaceful. Don't tell me you ain't got no peace. Because Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. I don't give it to you like the world do. Because the world give it and then break it tomorrow. Give it and break it today. But God, his peace to give you is eternal. Everything he does is eternal. Because he is eternal. He said, and esteem them very highly. We got to keep that in mind. He said, now we exhort you, brethren, to warn them that are unruly. Anybody know an unruly saints? We all get a little unruly sometimes. But some of us gotten better and some of us gotten worse. You probably getting better, not worse. We're supposed to be growing in what? Grace. Not stunning. Okay. We got a long way to go. So he said, and see none render evil for evil. We don't do that, do we? We don't treat do evil for evil. We probably good, we give good for evil. Unto any man, but ever follow that which is good. So don't be doing evil to nobody. Doesn't care who it is. If you're your worst enemy, double time. Still do good to them. Don't do no evil. Evil is not of God. And you're supposed to be of, amen, of God. Evil is not of God. So how can you say you representing God, you're doing evil? I call that the only way you're going to see God is through us. And then look at us and say, if that's the way your God is, I don't need him. God enough all by myself. But we're supposed to find the help to make it easier on the other saints. And put something out there that somebody else is going to want. Hallelujah. Don't be unruly. Comfort the feeble mind. Everybody's mind not right. So you got to know how to handle them too. You can't let them rub your sore foot and hurt it. And you get back at them. Nah, you got to thank them for rubbing it. You couldn't get down and rub it. It took somebody else to do it, so they did it, even though they hurt you. That see that none of you run the evil for evil to any man, but to follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Be good. Remind your neighbor to be good. Because we'll quick forget it. Let somebody come and slap you right now. You done forgot about being good. You even in the church service. You will get about the goodness. We beat you that Peter. Yuck! Cut that ear right on off. And then he tells us to rejoice evermore. And pray without ceasing. And you got to keep continuing to pray, church, so to keep us right. Continue to pray so that we won't get caught up in the wrong thing, wrong thought pattern, the wrong deeds, the wrong attitude. We got to keep on praying. And everything, he said, then give thanks. So if I slap there, he'll probably hit me back. He probably give me thanks. I know somebody said, huh. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, I didn't write this. I'm just telling you what the Lord said. He did it for us, didn't he? They did more than slap him. He didn't do nothing. Didn't even say a mumbling word against it. And anybody still sing the song to be like Jesus? We need to go back singing it. And maybe we'll start being like him. And everything given thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning each of us. Don't quench the spirit. And don't despise prophecies. You're to prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. It's hard to hold on to good. You'll find yourself letting them go back quick. Because we get tired in our well-doing. I'm tired of doing this and ain't getting no appreciation for it. Anybody ever heard anybody say that? But the word said, don't get tired, don't get weary in your well-doing. You're going to reap if you wait long enough. Oh, glory to God. Y'all ain't gonna love me after today. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Don't even go around it. If you see evil brewing, go somewhere else. Abstain from it. And if you hear somebody starting up talking about some evil, tell them I ain't talking about that. My Bible told me don't even get involved in it. When they come wanting to run Mrs. Sheila down to me, I can't hear that. Let's change the subject. Because when I'm doing it to you, somebody else is doing it to you. Because you're going to reap what you sow. Okay. So, and the very God of peace will sanctify you. And he'll do it wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and your soul and your body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, so when you do those things, God will keep you. He'll have you ready to go back with him when he comes. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. He call you to a work, he will enable you to do that work. Glory to God. He asks us to be good. He's able to make you good. But you got to let him do that. All you got to do is listen to his word and do what his word said. You ain't got to call nobody. Open up that Bible. The reason you call on somebody, you trying to get out of it. You trying to get somebody that will justify it for you so that when it goes wrong, you can blame that person. And it's going to go wrong if they don't give you the word. Now, if they give you the word, it's going to go right if you follow it. But we don't want to hear that. We want you to be the scapegoat. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Tell somebody God is faithful.
God is faithful.
And he will do what it said he'll do. Brethren, pray for us, he says. We all, brethren, with a holy kiss, I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read to all of the holy brethren. Okay, so we've been charged to read it. And we did. The grace of our Lord be with you. Hallelujah. He will be with you. Grace of our Lord. Bless them that persecute you. Bless and curse not. The neighbor. We're in the blessing business, not cursing business. Anybody got your business mixed up? That you ready to close up shop? And you get your sign out there right. Blessings come from here. Blessings come from this temple. Hallelujah. I'm going to be good. I'm going to speak goodness in everyone's life. I'm going to speak goodness and the ability to be good. And then we can enjoy that abundant life that Jesus said he came to give unto us. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the hope. Patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, giving to hospitality, rejoice with them that do rejoice.
Amen.
And weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own concept. See, we can't follow the way we feel like it. And that'll lead you wrong every time. Because that's flesh talking. Don't to reap a percent recompense to no man, evil for evil. Right? So if we're not going to do that, then we ain't got the business, and so we don't have no reason to be mad to of anyone. And if anybody upset you, tell your neighbor, pray first. If they upset you, buddy, and they say something before you respond, pray. The word said, man, I'll always pray. Pray. Hallelujah. And I'm going to close. I might continue later on, but I close for the day because I don't want you having too much on your plate. We don't want nothing left on the plate. But I say this over and over and over again, and it don't seem to be sticking. Be good. Because all the individual doing is blessing you. It doesn't look like a blessing. It doesn't feel like a blessing. Doesn't even sound like one. But they're blessing you. And the fact is, because you didn't see it as a blessing, you don't receive it as a blessing. And if you don't receive it as a blessing, it's not going to be a blessing for you. But it's intended for your blessing. They're going to mean to harm you. But God already promised he's going to shield me. And whatever they do to harm me, he's going to turn around and make a blessing out of it. You meant it for my harm, but God means it for my good. Because all things are working together toward the good that love the Lord and to them that are called according to his purpose. Everything that you do is for your good. Everything you go through is for your good. Sometimes God wants to see you that you've grown a little bit. He wants to show you that you're moving forward. And the only way that to happen, something drastic got to happen in your life. But you got to see it as a blessing. Hallelujah. Everything coming your way is a blessing. Glory be God. If you call according to God's purpose, you are being blessed. And that's good. It's good. Everything that happened to you is good. Because God making it good. And he's going to get some glory out of our lives. Remember, we're made for his glory, not ours. We're made according to his purpose, for his purpose, not ours. Hallelujah. Just tell three people, just be good. I know it's hard, but with God, it's possible. Just be good. Because look what he told his disciples. I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. Now, why would you do now, even though you're a sheep and they're a wolf, and wolf would attack you to kill you, be gentle as a lamb amongst the wolves, and as harmless as a dove. So you can't hit me back. Do you not harmless like a dove? The neighbor is tough, but it's right. God bless you. Imitation extended. If we got any wolves out there that want to become sheep, now's your time to come. Choir number one is singing. Gospel invitation extended. To whosoever will. Now's your time to come.
I surrender. I surrender all.